Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another
Warfare Hour. I'm Apostle Compton Clark, and we're coming to you today from Warriors for Christ House of Prayer Church International here in the City of Glory, also known as the City of Gary, Indiana. We recognize that you've torn yourself away from your busy schedule to be with us today. And we pray that everything is going well with you. The enemy always is trying to do the best that he can to keep everything from happening. However, we understand that God is in control of all things. As we come to you today, we ask that you would pray with us. And we have another treat on today as well. We got some feedback from the last few times that we've been together. And again today, we're going to have a panel discussion with not only myself, but with our son in the ministry, good friend, cousin, brother, none other than Prophet Matthew Barnes.
So good evening. God bless you. Just excited to be with you all today. Just praying that the Lord give us what it is that he has for his people. On today, some great things happen. God is always moving. He's always increasing and blessing us. And so we just want to share the goodness of the Lord with the Word of God and even personal testimony. On this week, God allowed me to do some things. I'm just kind of praying and talking to the Lord about some things in my natural life pertaining to business and just praying and asking God for order. I'm praying daily for wisdom that God will lead me and guide me in all ways of truth. But God is starting to open up some things, and so with the passages of Scripture and even in daily life and daily routine, things that we dream about, we talk about. If you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, the Bible says that all these things shall be added unto you. That's Matthew 6:33. And so we're going to take up some time in several scriptures. But first, I'm going to wait for the outline of Apostle has, and then we'll talk and speak again. Wonderful for you all to tune in. Grab your Bibles, pad and pen, and some paper, and just pray that God would open up thine eyes that we might behold wondrous things out of thy law that we knoweth not. So we make ourselves ready and available to hear the word of God, and we'll share with testimony and scripture. So have your ears open. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church, and get ready to see with the natural and spiritual eyes the word of God. All right, I'll give you back to Apostle Clark.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God. We praise God for allowing us to be here. We praise and thank our host that invited us to do this, which is the Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters International. Wonderful group of folks. They come and bring the Word of God to you 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and it don't get a whole lot better than that. Little thing that I have that I just want to share with you, a scripture. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you. Jeremiah 29, chapter and verse 11. Father, we thank you for allowing us to come together once more and again here on this glorious day that you have made. Thank you for this wonderful weather, oh God. We thank you for allowing us to come to you. Father, you said in your word, for us to ask and it shall be given unto us, for us to seek, and that we shall find, for us to knock, and that the door shall be opened unto us. Father, we pray even right now that your people, Father, receive what it is that you have for them on today. Father, remove Carlton, remove Matthew, oh God, but allow who you are to flow over these airways, oh God. Father, bless all that has an ear to hear on today, Father. Bless those that are bereaved, oh God, those that are sick and shut in, Father. And we even pray a blessing on them, Father, that as they hear the word today, Father, there'll be some deliverance, oh God, there'll be some healing that goes forth, oh God. And there'll be some joy and some peace, oh God, that be given out over these airways on today, Father, as they always have when you are involved. We thank you, we adore you, we magnify your name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And all that agree say, amen. Hallelujah. We had a glorious time on last week. The prophet just poured his heart out. And we pray that all that love us are really prepared to hear something great on tonight. And we recognize that you do care about us, else you wouldn't keep coming back every Thursday, tuning in to hear what it is that we have to do. Amen. We give honor to also our covering, Apostle Linda Emmons and the Living Way Christian Center, for allowing us the use of the ministry again. And we just love our apostle, for he teaches us the unadulterated word of God. And we go forth with the boldness and with a purity that only God can give. We pray that we be a blessing to you on today. Amen. Now, as we always do, we ask you to be prepared, because we pray that we're going to have something for you that's going to make you study a little bit deeper, to show yourself approved unto God, a workman needed not to be ashamed, rightly or righteously dividing the word of truth. We also pray that you have whatever listening device or recording device available, or if you're good at taking shorthand or whatever it is, you call it, but take some notes. We've been talking about the family. This is the warfare hour, so we've been talking about the things that we can do to fight using the weapons of warfare. We also been talking about, over the past at least month, about men, about fathers, about mentoring. We want to share some things with you concerning some people that we know that are doing some wonderful things concerning men and boys. We want to talk to you about because when there's something in the earth and it's working, hey, let's support it. Let's get our young men, let's get our boys, let's get our men together. And we do have another announcement later on, because we also are doing what we can to promote getting the men back in their rightful place. And so, ladies, we recognize that you've been supporting us, you've been pushing us, you've been praying, you've been fasting, and the fruit of your labor is coming forth as well as ours, and we're stepping out there to do the things that we need to do. But we recognize that the marriages in the Christian community is higher than it is even in the normal community. And last week we didn't get an opportunity to, but we almost always pray a harmonious marriage prayer. And, you know, you got to know that the enemy always tries to come and to break up happy homes, to break them up. He doesn't want the men to be in their rightful place. He doesn't want the family unit as he ordained. This is what the enemy, this is what his job is. He's on his post, so we got to be on ours. And so this marriage, as I said, this harmonious marriage prayer is not only just for the physically married, the man and the woman. It also is for those that are married to God, that show themselves approved, and that God is their husband, because we are the bride. And so if you're single, this prayer, you can pray this prayer with no hesitation or reservation as well, because as you hear the words, pray them along with us, and remember, because we have been praying these. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, it is written in your word that your love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, who is given to us. Hallelujah. Because you are in us, oh God, we acknowledge that love reigns supreme. Hallelujah. Oh God, we believe that love is displayed in full expression, enfolding and knitting us together in truth, oh God, making us perfect for every good work. to do your will, O God, working in us that which is pleasing in your sight. Hallelujah. Father, we live and conduct our marriage honorably and becomingly, Father. Our marriage of the apostolic and of the prophetic, O God, our marriage of the natural and of the supernatural, and our marriage of the spiritual, O God. We esteem it as precious, God, O God, worthy and of great price, O God. Father, we commit ourselves to live in mutual harmony and accord with one another, delighting in each other, being of the same mind and united in spirit. And, O God, we recognize that because you wrote these words, we might need to say them again, that we do live and conduct our marriage honorably and becomingly. Father, we esteem it as precious, O God, worthy, O God, and of great price, O God, and we commit ourselves to live in mutual harmony and accord with one another, delighting in each other, O God, yes, delighting in each other, O God, being of the same mind and united in spirit. And remember, we're saying this is for the single and for the married. Father, we believe and say that we are gentle. Father, we believe and say that we are compassionate. Father, we believe and say that we are courteous. Father, we believe and say that we are tenderhearted. And Father, we believe and say that we are humble-minded, O God. We seek peace, and it keeps our heart in quietness and assurance because we follow after love and dwell in peace. Our prayers are not hindered in any way in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Our marriage of the apostolic, of the prophetic, of the natural, of the supernatural, and of the spiritual, God, grows stronger day by day in the bond of unity because it is grounded and founded on your word and rooted and grounded in your love. Father, we decree this day we have a marriage of the apostolic, of the prophetic, of the natural, of the supernatural, and of the spiritual, God, which is made in heaven. Father, we thank you for the performance of it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful and magnificent name. Father, because we are talking about the family, we recommend and we talk about those things that you have said in Philippians 4, chapter verse 8 through 9. For you said for us to think on these things, O God. Whatsoever things are true, we recognize that truth is the way that we're going to be able to go forth, O God. Whatsoever things are honest, they go together, Father. Whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, O God, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, we do think on these things, O God. Those things which we have both learned and received and heard and seen in us, Father, we do, and the God of peace shall be with us. We recognize that when we do those things, Father, that you will be with us. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful and magnificent name. We're going to be turning the mic over to Prophet in just a minute. He's going to just give us whatever God has for him. But I just want to remind you of where we were on last week. We were in the book of Ephesians, and we talked about those things that I believe it was in the first chapter, and God is just putting us in a place where he is telling us that he foreordained us, he destined us, he planned in love for us to be adopted, revealed as his own children through Jesus Christ, and that's in accordance with the purpose of his will because it pleased him. It was his kind, it was his intent so that we might be to the praise and to the commendation of his glorious grace, favor, and mercy, which he so freely bestowed on us as his beloved. God always shows in the scriptures how he loves and cares for us. And what it is, we have to be able to draw from that love. When we know that we are loved, we'll fight for anything. We'll fight for truth. We'll fight for those things that we just read, those things that we said we're going to ponder over, those things that are true and honest and just and pure and lovely and of good report and virtue and praise. We'll do those things when we know that love is involved. And so those of you that are out there on today, we want you to know that God loves you. We recognize, and he, just as he does, that we all have sinned and fall short of his glory. But because of his mercy, because of his favor, this is a season Double Portion. This is a season of overcoming. This is a season of family. These are the keys to prosperity, if you want to call it that, because prosperity is life, and life is love. See, as Christians, as kingdom-minded people, it is our duty, our responsibility. You know, he told us to go out and to heal the sick, cast out devils. Heal the sick and cast out devils. And as we do those things, guess what? The whole world begins to get saved. The whole world gets to get better. The way things are bad now is because those of us that are in the kingdom are doing everything that we truly need to do. And we'll unwind that as we go in today. We're going to be using weapons of warfare, different weapons of warfare. We're going to be talking about those things that God himself said that he loved. And the things that he loves, guess what? He supports. Those things that he supports, guess what? He encourages. Those things that he encourages, he endorses. Those things that he endorses, he funds. And so it's all about being obedient to what it is God said do, putting yourself in a position of humbleness, putting yourself in a position of knowing his word and what he stands for. And when you know what he stands for and you line yourself up with him, as my motto is, failure is not an option. Here's the prophet. Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. We start off giving God glory. Wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. I start off with praise and thanksgiving. I'm just saying hallelujah and thank you, Jesus, because he is worthy. Thank God for his goodness toward us and his mercies, new benefits that he continues to share with us. The word of God of flesh. Tonight I'm reminded, the Lord knows, as it just took me back to Matthew 5. It deals with the Beatitudes. A lot of times we take on different attitudes, and sometimes we forget how we're supposed to walk and the attitudes that we're supposed to have and carry. So if you have your Bibles, please turn to chapter 5 in the book of Matthew. Going to deal with some of the attitudes that we are supposed to have and walk in, because it lets us know the blessings that we are going to obtain and that we will have. This is very important because Jesus began his ministry, and then he goes into the Beatitudes. And it says, verse 1, and seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely, for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. And he goes on to say in the 13th verse, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out, and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on the hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they might see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Matthew chapter 5, 1 through 18. I believe even in the 13th chapter, when he began to talk about us being the salt of the earth, and if the salt has lost its savor, you can go back to the beginning of chapter 5. And you look at the attitudes that we have or that we don't possess. The attitudes in which we have lost our stance. It tells us, blessed are the poor in heart, for they shall see God. And our hearts have become so corrupt and losing our purity because of pay, promotion, because of friends, positioning. When we look at the attitudes that Jesus began to teach his disciples and begin to talk about, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The different positions in which he began to speak, begin to teach, and to utter to them the reward for the attitude. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. We begin to look at our situations and the things that we have and we don't have, and we look at, by way of the scripture, the position we have took. We have to ask God to forgive us. We have to repent and turn from our wicked ways. And we have to know the word of God. We have to know the law of God, the commandments of God, the decrees of God. If we truly want to benefit in the earth, if we truly want to come into the blessing, the blessed place, the land, we have to be willing and obedient, that we might eat the good of the land. And so we look at our attitude. Even Moses, him leading the children of Israel and not being able to cross over into the promised land, being able to see the blessing but not being able to come into the blessing. This is where we are, body of Christ. Where you have to make up your mind and you have to choose. The Bible says no man can serve two masters. But either he will love one and hate the other. No man can serve God and mammon. That's the spirit of money. God is looking for the character. As we talked about first in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. That's his realm, where God lives. He lives in glory, and everything around God is glorious. His character. How is God's character? Knowing who he is. And the Bible teaches us how to come before a king, coming into his presence with singing, into his courts with praise, being thankful unto him and blessing his name. There are certain ways that only we will obtain in coming to the blessing of the Lord. We think we can do it any kind of way, and we can't. It's just like offering up strange smoke, strange fire in the temple. When I look at even the attitude, it leads me to where do we have altars in a house? And those altars, are the sacrifices clean? Are they pure? Are they holy? Have we made a place for the Lord in our house? Is there a secret place in your house? Or what attitude have you taken because you have worked? God has given you the power to get wealth, given you the breath, the oxygen, the energy to get the job, to get the house, to get the car, get the clothes. But is there an altar? What attitude have we taken? Or are we using the me, my syndrome to where we leave God out? We don't give him the glory. We have the wrong attitude. We're not thankful and grateful for what he has allowed us to receive, allowed us to come into, allowed us to work for and work toward. I'm coming to realize that everything that God gives us is truly for his glory. Your voice, your vocal cords, your singing, you're playing the keyboard, your gift. The Bible says that your gift will make room for you and bring you before great men. For those gifts and callings, the Bible also says, are given without repentance. And so the Word of God even says, in that day, the last day, those that will say, Lord, Lord, many will say, Lord, Lord. He's going to say, depart from me, I don't know you. You worker of iniquity. Body of Christ, we have to check our attitudes. We have to make sure that it is aligned to the Word of God, to the will of God. And this even leads me to, you say you love God whom you have never seen. And your brother, your sister, your aunt, your uncle, your nephew, whether they're on drugs, they have stole from you, they have lied to you, went in your purse, broke into your house. You seem not to love them, seem not to forgive them. After God has forgiven you, forgiven me for so much, we ask God to forgive us from our hearts, and he just threw it into the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember it anymore. How is it that we can't extend the love? I forgive you, but I won't forget. After God has threw your sins that you ask for forgiveness into the sea of forgetfulness. The purity of our heart. And the holding of grudges, our attitudes. It's amazing how we come in contact with people that we don't know. And we will aid them and we will assist them with no problem. We'll give them money if they come and they ask us for gas. If they're hungry, we'll readily give them food. But what about your blood? What about your family? What about those who have done you wrong that are still in need and God is calling you? God has placed them in your life, in your family. Put them around you in your neighborhood, your neighbor. The Lord wishes that all be saved and none be lost. And therefore, as long as you have breath in your body and you are a believer, we have work to do. This high, mighty, high horse society of Christendom is coming down. It's coming down. We have to be real with one another. Jesus saved us while we were drowning in our blood. While we were yet sinners, Christ died. Still having the sacrifice for us, ready for us. Not my will, but thy will be done. Even after looking into the bitter cup and seeing what was in that cup. If God has graced you with another chance, another day, after all you've done, after all you said, after you've lived as the prodigal son in riotous living, partying, losing all of your substance, and the Lord allowed you to come to yourself, and you arose, and you went to your father's house after being down there with the pigs. If God has did it for you, if he's done it for me, why not your brother? Why not your sister, your nephew, your niece, your aunt, your uncle, your mom, your dad? The forgiveness. The Bible says, he that wins souls is wise. And so therefore, we need to pray, Lord, teach us how to fish. Teach us how to win souls. We talk about family. Talking about being a body. The arm cannot move without the leg. And the leg cannot move except the brain work, the head. If the heart don't send blood through the whole body, no feeling in your toes, your fingers, your mouth don't move. We need one another. And the warfare is that we war a good warfare. That you might bring your brother, your sister, your daughter, your cousin, your niece, your nephew into the kingdom. That you snatch them out of hell. That you begin to pull and pray in tongues with fervor. Those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Filled to pull. To pry. To engage the enemy that has come to steal, kill and destroy your family, your child, your husband, your marriage, your church, your neighborhood, to war good warfare. know this, body of Christ, that God has chosen us. And in this last hour, God is empowering us. God has not given us the spirit of fear, body of Christ. He has not given us the spirit of fear, false evidence appearing real. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, so you can go get your brother, your sister, your mother, your daughter, of love, of power. You need supernatural power to go get them, and that's the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Holy Spirit. Of love, of power, and a sound mind. So you can be sober, having the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ. To where you can understand that with his mind, I can love them. With his mind, I can care for them. With his mind, I can reach for them. With his mind, we can win their souls. Choose ye this day who you will serve.
That's some rich information, and I know that you've been listening intently. And I just want to piggyback on just a few things before we continue on. One thing is we have to take a look at those things that are near and dear to us and that happen to us every day. And we ought to be able to put the practical along with these scriptures and figure out how do they go together. I'll give you a good example. We're having a men's encounter on tomorrow evening. And I just found out today, really, that I didn't invite the folks that's closest to me. But I did invite a whole bunch of other people. I got grandsons at the house that I hadn't got around to asking yet. And that's what the man of God is talking about. We see our cousins and uncles and the ones that don't go to church and the ones that just know that they ain't going to go, they ain't going to do this, they're not going to get involved. How do you know? You didn't get so complacent with them that you don't even want to ask them anymore. But see, God didn't do us that way, and we can't do them that way. It's things that's happening every day. And you know what? Folks look up to you. And you don't never know which person it is that you touched their heart. Some years ago, they've been watching you from the cut. They've been watching you from a telescope. Not so much waiting on you to fall, not so much waiting on you to do something wrong, but they said, you know what? That man of God, I like him. That woman of God, I like her. They always keep it real. No matter what, they don't treat me like I'm a hooker. They don't treat me like I'm a dope fiend. They don't treat me like I'm slow at learning. They don't treat me like they better than me. I know they care about me because they always smile when I'm around. You have to know the mind of God. And that's one of the things that's a weapon. If you know how God thinks and what it is that his plan is for you, it's easy for you to go forth. John, the gospel book to John, the 17th chapter, is what we call the true Lord's Prayer. Because that's the prayer that he prayed on our behalf. And I just wanted to show you a few things that Jesus said to God before he went to the cross. A few things that he said about us. Beginning at verse 14, it says, I have given and delivered to them your word, message, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, They do not belong to the world, just as I am not of the world. This is Jesus talking to his Father. Verse 15 says, I do not ask that you will take them out of the world, but that you would keep and protect them from the evil one. And this is what Jesus said. That's all about love. Verse 16. They are not of the world, worldly belonging to the world, just as I am not of the world. Verse 17, Jesus is talking. Sanctify them, purify, consecrate, separate them for yourself. Make them holy by the truth. Your word is truth. He is the word. Now, this is Jesus talking to his Father about us. This is his prayer about us. Verse 18, just as you sent me into the world, I have also sent them into the world. Verse 19, and so for their sake and on their behalf, I sanctify, dedicate, consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified, dedicated, and consecrated, made holy in the truth. I'm going to stop it there, but that shows you the mind of Christ. The prophet just read about the attitude that we have. And then and Jesus told us, see, first he told us how to do it. It's just like when you begin teaching. When I was in the Air Force and I took speech, how to write a lesson plan or how to do how to teach and everything. And the one thing that they always told you is to tell them what you're going to tell them, then tell them what you told them. The three T's. And it makes sense. Tell them what you're going to tell them. Tell them, and then tell them what you told them. Jesus did that to us. He told us what he was going to tell us. Then he told us what he told us. But then he went to God and said, I did everything that I said I was going to do before I came down here. And here, and he raised his hands and he presented us to his Father. If you go further on in those scriptures, he even brought it down to future generations. That he prayed for us that God would consecrate, separate, and take us for himself. Now, he already had told us, as we said before we even started the scriptures, remember we were talking about think on these things? Whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are just. Now, that's over in Ephesians. I mean, but all the scriptures that we read so far tie in to a perfect attitude. It tie into an attitude of grace, an attitude of kindness, an attitude of love, an attitude of God. And so what happens is, as we humble ourselves, so you can't be any good to anybody else if you're not any good to yourself. And what I found, that whenever I didn't humble myself, I was a wretch, and I was no good. I absolutely was rotten. I was ornery, evil, agitated, self-righteous, slothful. Throw a word in there, and then point your finger at yourself if I crossed any T's and dotted any I's. Because when you don't surrender, or you don't put yourself in a position of seeing the things that are wrong with yourself, it's very easy to look at others. I told you earlier about asking it shall be given, seeking you shall find, knocking the door shall be opened unto you. That's in Matthew, the 7th chapter, the 7th verse. But if you go up to verse 1 of Matthew, the 7th chapter, it tells us to judge not, lest ye be judged. And that was one of the things I want to kind of touch on a little bit, and I'm going to give it back to Prophet Matthew. That's one of the most misunderstood and mistaught verses in the Bible. The reason I say that is because based on who it is you talk to or who it is that you listen to, you'll get something like this here. Well, God know my heart, which means, why you judging me? Because God know how I am. They refer to judge not lest ye be judged. But see, it goes on a little further and tells you about how to judge. Why would he tell you not to judge and then tell you how to judge in the same few scriptures? He's telling you that there's a time to judge. Because there's a scripture that says there's a time for everything. There's a scripture that tells us there's a time for war, there's a time for peace, there's a time for joy, there's a time for sadness, there's a time for every single thing. Judging ought to be in there somewhere. Oh, here's another thing that people use. Oh, you ain't supposed to judge, you're supposed to be a fruit inspector. Don't get me wrong, but I don't think it really says that anywhere. As it does, you need to look at who, what, when, where, and how of that scripture when it was taught. Because I'm going to say this to you and I'm going to give it to the prophet. If you don't judge yourself, let's just take away from looking at anybody else. Let's just look at ourselves. If you don't judge yourself, you know sometimes that you're dirty, you're low down, you're rotten, conniving, slick. Nobody else might not know it because you've been good at hiding it. But you always knew it. If you don't judge yourself, you're never going to be able to dig that stuff out of you. If you don't dig down on the inside of yourself, that's what we call teaspooning out or thimbling out the muck and the mire. Muck and mire is dirty, low-down, rotten sin that's been got putrid down on the inside of us and stinking up a storm. But nobody can smell it till we open our mouth. And that fire that come out of our mouth is that putrid stuff that's festering on the inside of us because we haven't done anything to get rid of it. However, this is the warfare hour. We're talking about gestating up all of that stuff. When we have deliverance, we're looking to regurgitate that stuff out of our bodies. We're looking to get that demon, those demons and those diseases out of our bodies, onto the ground, onto paper, into garbage cans where they belong, not inside a body that houses a spirit, which is supposed to be the spirit of the soul of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. For further scripture pertaining to judgment, check out Psalms 82:6. The Bible talks about God judges in the midst of judges, in the midst of gods. And he asks us, how long will we judge unjustly? Check out Psalms 82:6 and read the scripture. As God talks about him standing in the midst of us, allowing us to judge, and why we judge unjustly, and why we let and allow the wicked to go free. The Bible says that God is a righteous judge. God is fair. He's righteous. He's holy. And so if God makes a man blows breath into his nostrils, what are you?
for God makes you, what are you? You're a little G, you're a little God, you're a little judge. And him blowing his breath of God, and man became a living soul. That's what dominion is about when we read in the book of Genesis. And having to rule. I just wanted to piggyback a little bit on that. But in the book of Matthew, I began to talk about the Beatitudes, and I've just been in the book of Matthew. Start at the ninth chapter. This is just what's been just been burning in my spirit. The ninth chapter and the 35th verse. It says, "And Jesus went about all the city and villages, teaching in their synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people." What precedes healing? Teaching and preaching precedes healing.
Amen.
Teaching and preaching the gospel of the kingdom precedes healing. Every sickness and every disease among the people. And I say that because in the family where he's teaching us, he's loving on us, he's healing us from the preached word. This is why I don't understand why we don't deal in deliverance. We need to really deal in deliverance. This is what Jesus came to do. He came to destroy the works of the devil. No body of Christ, when teaching and preaching of the gospel of the kingdom goes forth, we are to go forth in healing. We need to pray in our services, in our homes, after the preached word, after the taught word has went forth about the gospel of the kingdom, we need to begin to pray. The healing of every sickness and every disease among the people. It says in the 36th verse, it says, "But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion." He was moved with compassion. There goes an attitude. "But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd." We have to have compassion when we're out in the highways and the byways and even amongst our family. To be moved with compassion, we need to pray in that for compassion. Read that out of the Amplified. It says that Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and proclaiming the good news, the gospel of the kingdom, and curing all kinds of disease and every weakness and infirmity. Verse 36, it says, "When he saw the throngs, he was moved with pity and sympathy for them, because they were bewildered, harassed, and distressed, and dejected and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd." And then you can find the reference to that in Zechariah, the 10th chapter and verse 2. "37, then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. This is his harvest. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. We are the body of Christ, baptized believers, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, gathering every Sunday on Wednesday. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. That's why I talked about soul winning, and he that is winning souls is wise. This is something that the Holy Spirit is pulling on me to say and dealing with me. And before I even could say anything, I've been in my personal life burning CDs pertaining to the Word of God and laying hands outside, in the projects, in my city, at work, outside on the street. This is our job. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest. That's our prayer tonight in our warfare. We're praying the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. I remember growing up and the elders used to sing, what a day of rejoicing it will be when we all get together. We down here now. We not speaking and we not talking and we not trying to win souls. We not trying to even talk to our relatives and the people that get on our nerves and always asking for some money or trying to bum a ride. Or we ain't got the love, the compassion. That's why we need God. We need Jesus. We need the Holy Spirit. Because to truly look at the harvest, and we look at the churches and the edifices, they are beautiful, and thank God for every mandate, but we are a body. We got all these churches on every corner, over 400 or 500 churches in our city, different denominations. We say we love the same God. We all worship. You look at how we move. You look at how we treat each other in our conversations. You look at how we don't extend our hands one to another. We look at how we don't pray for each other, and we're quick to talk about each other and our churches and our pastors and tearing down the men of God, the women of God, just even ourselves as a congregation, and looking at how we love on each other and we reach for each other, and we continue to find distance even in our closeness. We need Jesus. We need the Holy Spirit. One thing I continue to look at in the book of Matthew, when Jesus was set in the mountain in a high place, he called for his disciples. Disciples mean disciplined followers. We talk about him coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. We talk about the bride. But look at our discipline. We are an army. And a lot of times I don't hear things being taught pertaining to the body of Christ from the army point of view, from a warfare point of view, to where we understand rank, file, and order, the discipline, the boot camp. We don't understand. We don't understand. The disciples, the disciplined followers. He said it. If you want to be my disciple, you first have to deny yourself. And then he said, if you wanted to be a disciple, you have to count at the cost. It's a lot of stuff going on. God is calling us closer. Holy Spirit pouring out. In the last days, he'll pour out his spirit on all flesh. But everybody don't want his spirit. We just read in Matthew about the Beatitudes, those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. We ain't so hungry and so thirsty. We dry. We bitter. We angry. We not loving. We so unforgiving. Lord, help us. Help us, the backslidden Christians that have fallen away, even coming to church every Sunday, that have become religious. Lord, help us. In chapter 10 it says, and when he had called unto him his 12, he gave them power against unclean spirits. See, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about getting in close. We're talking about being a disciple, a believer, a disciple. These signs shall follow them that believe. He never said that they were pastors. He never said that they were apostles, prophets. The believer, these signs shall follow them that believe. There are things that the believer can do. And we need to mount up. We need to gird up. We waited on the Lord. He's renewed our strength. And we mount up on wings as an eagle. We need to get up and we need to do something. We sit back, we run our mouth, we say a whole lot of stuff, but we don't see nothing. And our kids are dying in front of us, our family are whoremongering and lying and bringing this mess all up in our house and all around us. And we ain't got nothing to say. Bringing all this idleness around you and in your house. What are you doing as a believer? Being moved with compassion. The compassion should move you, not to strike them, but the compassion should move you because they're on their way to hell. Time is short. The man of God said, Lord, teach us to number our days. We are not numbering our days. We think we got forever. We don't, and time is winding up. So Jesus is calling his disciples in his hour, and he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Disease or dis-ease, discomfort. We need to deal with this. We have power over unclean spirits. And I continue to say that God has not given us the spirit of fear. Oh, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. The Bible tells us to be sober, be vigilant. The kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand. We are in this hour, the last hour, the no excuse crew. We are the no excuse crew. God has given us everything pertaining to life and godliness, the word of God and everything that we need. The Holy Spirit that they waited for in Hebrews is here. We talked about Jerusalem. Where's your Jerusalem? Find your Jerusalem. Well, you need to be empowered, impacted. And if you are not filled, you need to be filled. You need to get filled. You need to pray in the heavenly language. You need to pray in other tongues. You need to cast out devils. You need to tread on scorpions and serpents. as a believer, a son, a daughter of God, the Most High God. The blood is alive. The blood of Jesus is alive. And all this power in his word, all this Holy Ghost, all this praying in tongues and us being behind the wall, and then coming outside, going back to our regular mediocre lives. The devil is a liar, counterfeit, false flagger, a liar. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. It's a life we should be singing, not just singing about, we should be living. We can walk this out in front of our children, in front of our husbands, in front of our coworkers, in front of the church people that are outside of them walls. What is he? Who is he? And what is he to you? To where it's not being showed, it's not being talked about in the places that you work, the places that you live and you go and you congregate. Or are you closet Christians? Are you closet sons and daughters of God? Are you counterfeit? Or are you the real deal? Would the real sons and daughters please stand up and be counted, be numbered, be empowered, be impacted, and fight a good warfare? And fight a good warfare. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and a sound mind. This is the reason I have my mind, because of Jesus. I lost my mind to gain his mind. If you can only come outside of your mind, of your beliefs, your rituals that don't glorify God, that don't bring God glory, that don't move you into getting into his presence, that won't allow you to decree, that won't allow you to worship and praise and to pray and fast and live holy lives. Not wives with girlfriends, not husbands with boyfriends. Even seeing this stuff, even in church, coming outside of the church and lighting up, smoking, and getting in our cars, we riding to any and everything. What kind of Christian are you? What will God say? Because he will show it to you. Everybody goes before the judgment seat. And God is going to show you your life, what you did and what you didn't do, what you could have done and what you should have done. It is time to make up your mind. Tonight is the night that you make up your mind and that you don't waver, that you come out of wavering tonight. Not lukewarm, not cold, but hot. Tonight is that night to come outside of your mind and to get the mind of Christ. You want your situation to change? You want God to be glorified? You want to live a better life? You have to sacrifice. No pain, no gain. You have to sacrifice. You have to sacrifice. Understand this. I beseech you, brethren, therefore, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. It has to be holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It's the least that you can do. It's the least that you can do. Give the Lord your strength and your youth, young men, young women. Be sold out. Dedicate. Dedicate yourself to God. Give your life to Christ tonight. Give your heart to the Lord tonight. Those crooked paths that you have been traveling, allow God to make them straight, because you submit to God, you resist the devil, and he flees from you. prayers of the righteous avail much tonight. The intercession for your soul avails much tonight. That those that have backslidden and that have left, that you come back. You belong to God. You belong to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the master of your soul, the keeper of your life. You belong to him. Give your all to Jesus tonight. As he gives you breath and he gives you another chance, another day to get it right. Remember where he brought you from. Remember where he has brought you out of. And that he is willing, able, and ready. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. The day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. If you have an ear to hear tonight, open up your heart and let him in. Open up your heart and let the Lord in. Allow him to be your everything, to be what you need, what you desire. Give the Lord your heart. Give the Lord your hand. So we open the doors. The doors are always open because Jesus has not come back. And so we are going to say a prayer, and I ask and encourage that you repeat the prayer with me. If you don't know the Lord Jesus and the pardon of your sins, and if you want to be saved, if you want Jesus, I'm not just talking about church experience, I'm saying if you want Jesus, if you want the Holy Spirit, if you want God to be your Father, repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for dying on the cross. I thank you for your blood. And I thank you, Lord, that because of your blood I am redeemed. Father, forgive me for all of my sins of omission and commission. The things I have done knowingly and unknowingly. Lord, fill me with your spirit and allow me to live a better life because of you. Lord, make every crooked path straight and allow me to submit my will in the name of Jesus. Lord, I will honor you with my life, with my heart, with my mind, with my substance. That you may bless me and show me your ways. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now, if you've said those words and you believe those words, then hallelujah, glory, hallelujah to you for being in the kingdom of God right now. We rejoice, the kingdom rejoices for you. And if you don't have a Bible, the Kingdom Daughters and the Kingdom Builders will send you a Bible. And if you don't have a church home or a place that you can go and be fed even more concerning what some of the things that you heard tonight, some real down to earth, or some folks that's going to mentor or do what they can to be with you, we pray that you would contact us through Kingdom Daughters or through Kingdom Builders International, through this radio or through this website, through this podcast, even through our ministries, Warriors for Christ House of Prayer Church International, even here in the city of Glory, 2225 Roosevelt Place in Gary, Indiana, 46404. And we'll get back to you. No matter what city you're in, we know somebody, or we'll recommend you to somebody that's going to help you. If you don't have a Bible, I'll contact the Kingdom Daughters, and they'll be glad to send you a Bible. We want to make sure you got the Word in your hand. But we welcome you into the kingdom even right now. It's just maybe you backslid or something, but you said that prayer, God knows your heart. You know, we said that earlier. Yeah, God does know your heart, but when you confess with your mouth, some good things happen. So some good things just happen to you, my brother. Some good things just happen to you, my sister. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We adore you. We thank you for choosing Christ, because he already had chose you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We're going to open up the lines right now. For those of you that would like to give comments on what you heard on today, some kind of inspiration, maybe you can contact us also through Facebook, through our Carlton Clark at yahoo.com. Matthew also has a web Facebook account
at msmkbarnes@gmail.com.
Amen. As well as through this podcast, you can also contact us and through the information that's presented on the Warriors for Christ as you are looking on the Facebook account or also on the internet on tonight. So the lines are now open. If you want to give a comment, go ahead now. Okay, we're not hearing anything, so we're going to go ahead and give you our announcement and our prayer that we're going to get with you, and then we'll make sure that we get those lines open before we close out to give you an opportunity to say a little something to us. Amen. On Friday, which is tomorrow, March 23rd, 2012, here at the Living Way Christian Center, 235 West 40th Avenue, here in the city of Gary, Indiana. It's on 40th Avenue between Jefferson and Adams Street, beginning at 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to be having a men's encounter, and you do not want to miss this man, young man. We're going to be talking about some issues and some things that affect us and how we can do what we need to do to get back in proper place. We're going to have some panel discussions. We're going to praise God. We're going to worship. We're going to have a little something to snack on. We're going to just fellowship one with another. We're going to get down and dirty with each other. We're going to let our hair down. And we're going to let God run things. But we're going to have some word. We're going to have some prophecy. We're going to have whatever it takes for God to do what he needs to do with us. We're going to have facilitators on tomorrow that's going to give us some word. And it's going to be, we're going to see an inspired movie with analysis. We're going to have straight talk. We're going to have men's spiritual command from God and much, much more. So please, if you I'm doing anything on tomorrow evening, Don't meet us at 235 West 40th Avenue, the Living Way Christian Center here in the city of Gary. Come prepared to worship God. Come prepared to receive a blessing from God. Hallelujah. Our prayer on tonight is entitled, My Life Is Not For Sale. God takes delight in drawing a line of demarcation between strangers and his beloved sons and daughters. While the people of the world go through life confused and disenchanted, children of God simply follow the glorious highway mapped out for them. You can choose to move from the valley to the mountaintop and live a life that is unique in every sense by making use of the prayer points that we're going to be discussing. You do not need to go through life as if life was not worth living. These prayers point afford you the opportunity to declare that your life is not for sale and that no matter what happens, you will fulfill your divine destiny. in our praise and worship, the scripture reading comes from Psalms 36, chapter verse 9 through 11, which says, "For with thee is the fountain of life, and thy light shall we see light. O continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me." And these are the prayer points. Evil cord of wickedness, sin, or iniquity blocking my communication with heaven be cut off in the name of Jesus. Every power, spirit, or personality listening to my prayers in order to report them to the demonic world, Father, tear them up. Tear them apart in Jesus' name. Every authority of darkness upon which wealth and blessings are based crumble suddenly in one day in the name of Jesus. Father, expose and destroy the workers of iniquity in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the mystery and secret of my fulfillment be revealed. My Father, let the heaven open. Let the anointing speak. Let my hidden blessings be revealed and released in Jesus' name. Forgive me, O Lord, where I have judged others out of ignorance and pride in the name of Jesus. O Lord, remove the penalty of judgment upon my life and calling in the name of Jesus. O Lord, let the heavens fight for me today in Jesus' name. Increase me, O Lord, so that your name may be glorified in the name of Jesus. Any power diverting the will of God from my life, somersault and die in Jesus' name. O Lord, arise and let every poison in my life be arrested in Jesus' name. I write the obituary of all contrary powers attacking my glory and calling in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, activate the will of God in my life and calling in Jesus' name. I decree the will of my enemies against me to backfire in Jesus' name. Every plot of the enemy against me be reversed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Every plot of the enemy against me, every confidence of my enemies, dash to pieces in Jesus' name. Every spiritual manipulation against my glory and calling shall be a failure in Jesus' name. All those who live to destroy my personality, O Lord, destroy their personalities in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. O Lord, vindicate my position in this city, company, country, nation, and everything else, O God, in Jesus' name. O Lord, reveal to me where you have called me to be in life in this city, country, and company, in Jesus' name. Every strange God assigned to attack my destiny, personality, glory, or calling, attack your sender in Jesus' name. Ark of God, pursue every dragon assigned against me in Jesus' name. Host of heavens, pursue those who are raging against me in Jesus' name. Ark of God, come into my house today to locate and fight the power of the opposition against me in the name of Jesus. Ark of God, wherever I have been accepted in the past and they are now refusing me, arise and fight for me in Jesus' name. Lion of Judah, devour every opposition raging against me now in Jesus' name. Wherever they have rejected me, let my spirit man be accepted now in Jesus' name. I resist and refuse the sale of my glory and calling for a pair of shoes or for silver in the name of Jesus. Wine of condemnation drunk against me, become poison to my enemies in Jesus' name. O Lord, let the mighty among my enemies flee away from me naked in Jesus' name. Every power of darkness that has arrested my ministry and called and released me now in the name of Jesus. I prophesy that I am coming out of captivity in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, arise and promote me in the name of Jesus. Every association of demons cooperating with workers of iniquity from my Father's house be shattered unto desolation in Jesus' name. Vehicle of my destiny be repaired and put back on the road in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, arise and send me divine help in the name of Jesus. O Lord God, pour blessings upon me now from your reservoir of blessing and power in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, arise and activate my ministry and calling in Jesus' name. All roadblocks and impediments to the fulfillment of my life and calling be removed in Jesus' name. Thou yoke of frustration, failure, and unfulfillment over my life be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. Thou siege of the wicked over my life be lifted by the hand of God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, O God.
Thank you, O God. Thank you, O God.
So, Lord, we come now just thanking you for all that you've done. We thank you for allowing those that have been here to hear us, O God, and to come forth. We pray that we've been a blessing to those over the airway all today, O God. Lead, God, and direct us into all truth, O God. Bless those that have tuned in, O God. And those that still are on the line, you got about 2 minutes to come forth. Otherwise, we're going to go ahead and we're going to release the airways. Hallelujah. Okay, you have 2 minutes. Go ahead, the lines are now open. Okay, God, we thank you for allowing us to come together, and we will ask that you would tune in next week and be with us. We want you to know that failure is not an option. We also want you to know that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. We also believe that we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and that all these things shall be added up to us. We also believe that because we do that, that we know beyond the shadow of a doubt that as long as we trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding and that in all our ways to acknowledge him, that he shall direct our paths. Coming to you from the Warriors for Christ House of Prayer Church International here in the city of Gary, we do believe that failure is not an option. I am Apostle Carlton Clark.
I am Prophet Matthew Barnes.
And we thank you for being with us today. God bless you and God keep you. We'll see you and hear from you all next week.